This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a day-long visit to Odisha today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 60,000 crore rupees from Jharsuguda. These projects span across various sectors including telecommunications, railways, higher education, healthcare, skill development, rural housing sectors, among others. Mr. Modi will also address a public gathering on the occasion. In the field of telecom connectivity, Mr. Modi will commission more than 97,500 mobile 4G towers built at a cost of around 37,000 crore rupees with Swadeshi technology. He will lay foundation stone and dedicate to the nation important railway projects that will boost connectivity and regional growth. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also flag off the Amrit Bharat Express between Odisha's Behrampur and Udna at Surat in Gujarat. In a significant development, Union Petroleum Minister Hardeep Singh Puri has announced that natural gas has been discovered in the Andaman Basin, confirming the long-held belief that the Andaman Sea is rich in natural gas. In a social media post last night, the minister said, "An ocean of energy opportunities has opened up in the Andaman Sea." Expressing happiness, Mr. Puri informed about the occurrence of natural gas in the Srivijayapuram 2 well at a distance of 9.20 nautical mile or 17 kilometer from the shoreline on the east coast of the Andaman Islands at a water depth of 295 meters and target depth of 2,650 meters. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has attached the immovable properties of a Hizbul Mujahideen terror operative involved in the supply of arms and ammunition to active militants of banned outfit for promoting terrorist activities in the Kashmir Valley. On the orders of the NIA Special Court in Jammu, the agency has attached the immovable properties of Tariq Ahmed Mir, a charge-sheeted accused who was arrested in April this year. After 6 decades of service as a legendary fighter aircraft of the Indian Air Force, the MiG-21 was given a final farewell yesterday. The farewell ceremony held at Chandigarh Air Base was attended by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Force Chief Air Marshal AP Singh and other dignitaries. The MiG-21's operations were bid farewell with a ceremonial flypast. On this occasion, Mr. Singh said that there have been many occasions when the MiG-21 has proven its decisive capability. In Odisha, most parts of the state are experiencing heavy rainfall following formation of a low pressure over the Bay of Bengal. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for several districts of the state. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi has directed collectors of 17 districts to remain vigilant and prepared to handle any emergency arising from heavy rainfall triggered by a fresh low pressure system over the Bay of Bengal. In Asia Cup cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka in last clash of the Super 4 stage in Dubai after a dramatic and intense super over to reach the final of the tournament unbeaten. With the win, men in blue have extended their winning streak to 6 matches. In the super over, left-arm pacer Arshdeep Singh took 2 wickets, restricting Sri Lanka to 2 runs. India, needing 3 to win the game, pulled off a win on the first ball itself. Earlier put into bat, India posted a total of 202 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Pathum Nisanka scored a magnificent century, helping Sri Lanka tie India's total of 202 runs in 20 overs. Pathum Nisanka was declared the player of the match. India will face Pakistan in the summit clash in Dubai tomorrow. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.